Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Is our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. These unbelievable appearances are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, Daryl, we have you on and want to ask, just get your initial thoughts on the Matt Stafford trade. I'm happy he was not traded to an AFC team. That is what pleased me the most out of this deal.
I was shocked by the trade. Just, you know, the fact that, you know, Detroit took on such a bad contract. The fact that the Los Angeles Rams may never pick again in the first round. I don't think, you know, Matthew Stafford is a game changer. I really don't. Granted, the Detroit Lions wasted his career just like they wasted Barry Sanders' career. That's one way to look at it, but the AFC is loaded with quarterbacks anyway, so.
Daryl Ryder joining us here this morning. Daryl, is there any correlation you can make with the Matt Stafford trade, really, when it comes to Jared Goff's contract and Baker Mayfield's extension or possibility of an extension?
Well, I mean, I don't know what Baker's extension is going to look like. And that's why, you know, I expect that they're going to begin those discussions this offseason because it's tricky. You know, Baker has turned the Browns into a winning team. He's turned them into a playoff team. They've advanced in the playoffs within his first 3 years. But on the flip side, he hasn't put up league MVP numbers that, you know, fans will point to. That, you know, he's not thrown for 4,000 yards. He hasn't thrown for 40 to 50 touchdowns in a season. So I think that the Baker extension, while it needs to happen, it should happen, he's earned it, I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation on both sides. And I am curious to see where those annual dollars fall. I don't know necessarily that we're looking at a Patrick Mahomes record-breaking deal with him, but he is going to get paid.
Yeah, right. Our Browns beat reporter, we were trying to break down maybe where that contract extension would be. And again, we have to repeat this. The it's not like the onus is there for the Browns to have to get this deal done, you know, this offseason. But, you know, Kenny has mentioned this time and time again. And you look at what happened in Dallas where things kind of went south and the Dak Prescott thing is still not a done deal, and it becomes a distraction. Every day that Baker is not signed to an extension, it does come up. I mean, it comes up in a press conference, it comes up in a question posed to the quarterback when they're on national radio or national TV, it gets asked, and the fans debate it every day. So the teams do feel that pressure and that discussion.
Yeah, I mean, and from a fiscal standpoint, you know, you want to have your franchise quarterback locked up so you have that, you know, position slotted. But the good news in this is that they have, you know, four more years of control with Mayfield, whether they're able to get an extension done with him or not. Certainly, you don't want to have to go the franchise tag route, the Kirk Cousins route. But if you have to, that mechanism is available and at your disposal if you're Andrew Berry. So, that's the good news in all this is, that they have that amount of control with him thanks to the collective bargaining agreement. So there is still time. I understand what you're saying about the sense of urgency. You want to get that done as soon as possible. But again, if you're not, able to, you have time. You have time to get this thing done.
What'd you think of the Nick Sirianni press conference?
I got a chuckle out of Hugh Jackson's tweet, that's for sure.
What did he say? Yeah.
I certainly never, it's something to the effect of, I certainly never sounded like that. Hopefully Nick Sirianni doesn't go 1-31 or 3-33-1, but, or 3-36-1, whatever it was. He didn't win it, that's for sure. The thing that I noticed about it was that once again, the conversation over a lack of minority hires and the crutch that NFL owners like to use when talking about minority candidates, the old, well, didn't interview very well, doesn't present themselves, well enough in front of cameras and microphones. And that was pretty painful to listen to. Granted, it was his first press conference and whatnot, but again, a lot of the discussion was, well, hey, you know what? African-American coaches don't get that kind of benefit of the doubt. And, this hiring cycle really has brought to the forefront a disparity in how white candidates shoot up the ladder so quickly. And you have a guy like Eric Bieniemy who, even though he doesn't technically call plays, you got white candidates that don't call plays that still go up the ladder real fast and get these head coaching jobs. And you have a guy like Eric Bieniemy who is struggling to get a head coaching job, and he's won a Super Bowl, and he's back in the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think that whole press conference on Friday really stirred up a lot of emotions when it comes to minority head coaching hires or the lack thereof around the league.
Why isn't Eric Bieniemy a head coach yet? Because there's an underlying thought here that's, I don't think it's underlying anymore, but I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want to admit, I don't want to see the truth if that's the truth. Like, I'd feel awful if that's really the truth about why Eric Bieniemy is not a head coach. You know exactly what that is. It's so dispiriting to me.
I don't know. Maybe part of it, to be fair to NFL owners, that they don't want to wait until after the Super Bowl to hire a coach. But
they waited for Kyle Shanahan out in San Francisco.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Ken.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know why he's not head coach. I really don't. I think he's earned it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's going to be a great NFL head coach, Ken. He could fall flat on his face. I don't know. All I know is that the man has earned a chance at the job. And again, you got a guy that was a Division III offensive coordinator a couple of years ago. Now he's already an NFL head coach. And you have minority assistants that have been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years, paying their due in the NFL and had success, and they can't get head coaching jobs. And, the Rooney Rule, it's well-intentioned. I don't think that the Rooney Rule is working, even with the tweaks that they're trying to make to reward teams that, hire minority candidates or reward teams that lose a minority candidate to a head coaching job. I don't understand why some of these deserving minority candidates are not getting the same opportunities that their white counterparts are getting.
Yeah, Daryl, that's interesting because it's obviously been debated a bunch about the cracks in the Rooney Rule and where it goes wrong. And of course, where it goes wrong is when a team wants to hire a Cliff Kingsbury, when they see a guy that they target, then it almost seems, I don't want to say disrespectful because you're still giving an interview, but right. You still have to do this perfunctory, oh, well, let's interview a token candidate. Nobody wants to be called the token right. candidate. You want to get an interview on your own merits. Nobody wants to be gifted an interview. I mean, I'll take it.
But nobody wants that.
And so I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what you're supposed to go
either.
To.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is either, Anthony, because, you know, teams should have the right to hire who they want to hire. And it's a very delicate and difficult balance. I don't know what the solution is, but it is, you know, it's something that I've noticed the last couple of years. I mean, it's hard not to notice, you know, when you're hired and I go, who is that? How did he get that job? Right. Mm-hmm. You know, when that is my, initial reaction to some head coaching hires, you know, it opened my eyes. You know, let's just put it that way. But I don't know what the equitable, fair solution is. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I wish I did. I wish I had a better answer for you, Anthony. But honestly, I don't.
Daryl, you put out over the weekend the bucket list for the Browns. You said win the AFC North. Of course, 89 the last time. Win the AFC, 1969. And win the Super Bowl. So does that mean... Because this is a tough bar now for the Browns. Does that mean that's the only way next season is a successful season? Because we go from the team where, man, any step forward would have been something that galvanized the city to now it almost seems like that's setting up the team for failure in the eyes of the Browns fans unless they check one of those boxes.
Well, if they don't check those boxes, blame me, right?
Well, we blame you anyway, so
yeah,
that's fine.
It's just my way of having a little fun. You know, starting with the 0-16, I had some fun, and every year I did a bucket list for the Browns, and you know, it went from just win a game to win a road game, you know, win a game on Sunday afternoon, and you know, maybe win two in a row. Is that asking a lot? You know, so now. That they've gotten to the point that they're at, you know, really, now a lot of people on Twitter pointed out, hey, can we get a win in week one? Because they've only done that once since 1999. So I guess that's fair. Okay, so if you want to add win your season opener to that list. But, yeah, I mean, and the I think fan expectation has certainly been changed because of this past season, which is great. And I think expectation within the building. Has been changed now to where if they don't make the playoffs, and I'm not saying this is the case, but if they don't make the playoffs next year, that they would view that from their standpoint is somewhat of a failure. But yeah, I mean they've checked all these boxes as they've worked their way back from that 1-31, 4-49-1 stretch that they went through to now it's here's what they still have to do that. Hasn't been done in a long time, and that's win their division, win their conference. Back to 1969, I think it was like the Eastern Conference or something like that. It wasn't the AFC, obviously, because it was pre-merger. But, you know, 69 was the last time that the Browns won a conference championship to get themselves to the NFL championship. I think they lost to the Vikings that year in the NFL title game. And then, obviously, get to it and win the Super Bowl, which has never been done as well. So, yeah, I mean... when I look at the progression of the Browns organization as they've bounced back from the lowest of lows, yeah, I mean, that's really all that's left for them to accomplish.
Daryl Ryder joining us here on the hotline. 75 years. Is it a 75-year anniversary, Daryl? Because some people got in and started correcting things.
Well, it's
I think it is.
It's the 75th anniversary of the franchise being founded in 1946. And then what you'll have to those people that say, well, they had the 3 years off. Then in 3 years, the Browns can do the 75th season. So they can double dip to 75.
So it is 75.
It is the 75th anniversary. That is legit. Yes. And
okay.
Like I said, in 3 years, they can celebrate playing a 75th.
And so all the time they get to knock it out of the park.
Perfect. That's
the NFL
perfect.
Just did it with 100. They did 100th anniversary, and then they did 100th season in back-to-back years. So.
Okay, I'll take it. That's fine. 275th anniversaries is better than 175th anniversary, isn't it?
I don't know. What do you get for a 75th anniversary? Which one is that on the...
Usually most people are dead by the time the 75th comes around, so I don't know what you get.
I think it's an opal.
J.W. Johnson said that there could be possibly an alternate jersey or a throwback jersey coming around. He said that on Baskin and Phelps. We'll play that coming up at 8:45. I want your thoughts on it, though, right now. Boom.
Yeah.
Come on, hit me with it. What do you got? What do you want?
They should go back to the actual Jim Brown uniforms, but the modern players would absolutely hate it because they actually had sleeves on them instead of the sleeves that are tucked on the shoulder pads. I would love to see these modern guys wear those old-fashioned style uniforms with legit sleeves. I think that would be spectacular. It will never happen, but I think it's a great idea. I'm looking forward to what they're able to do for this 75th anniversary, hopefully the pandemic dissipates here so we can get back to some normal life and they can actually bring some of their alumni in to really do this thing right. Unfortunately, they can't make all those plays. But, yeah, I love the idea of them wearing some sort of an alternate or throwback uniform. And, like I said, I'd love to see the modern players in those vintage-style uniforms.
All right, Daryl. Well, we thank you for your input. Enjoy the Super Bowl coming up this week. Have you made a pick yet?
I'm leaning toward the Chiefs, but my brain is telling me that Tom Brady is going to win another ring. So I'm kind of torn, but I am leaning heavily towards Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs winning it all again.
All right, Daryl. We thank you very much for the time.
You got it, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Schaubman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I have an interesting tweet here I want to get to. And the Browns have a 75th anniversary and uniform talk ain't going anywhere. All that and Sam Monson coming up at 9. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.